Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a snare snap slice blueprint for timeless roller momentum, with that jungle and old school DNB vibe. Today we're not aiming for a giant modern snare, we're building something tighter, quicker, and a little rougher around the edges. Think of the snare as the steering wheel of the track. It tells the groove where the backbeat lives, how much push the rhythm has, and whether the tune feels clean, dusty, rude, or hypnotic. In old school jungle and ragga flavored DNB, the snare often works as a snap plus body combo. That means you get a short, bright transient on the front, and then a controlled layer underneath that gives the hit weight. That's the secret to roller momentum. The snare cuts through the break, but it doesn't squash the groove. First, choose a source sound that already has some attitude. It can be a snare sample, a break hit, a rim, or even a recorded percussion hit. Don't pick something huge and glossy. Don't pick a trap style snare that sounds too polished. You want something short, dry and punchy, with a little character in it. Drag the sample onto a new MIDI track and load it into Simpler. Set Simpler to classic mode. That gives you easy control over the start point and the envelope, which is perfect for this kind of snare design. Now listen closely to the very front edge of the sample. That tiny first slice is the snap. It's the part that helps the snare punch through a busy DNB mix. Zoom in and move the start marker so it lands right near the transient. You want the attack to feel immediate, but not clicky or painful. If the sample clicks, add a tiny fade, just enough to smooth the edge. If you want the snap to be even more obvious, duplicate the track and make one copy very short. Trim that copy down so it only plays the first bit of the sound, maybe around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Lower its volume and treat it like your transient layer. This is a classic DNB move. One layer for attack, one layer for body. It keeps the snare readable without making it too long. Next, build the body layer. This is the part that gives the snare some weight and authority. Duplicate the simpler track or load a second sample on a new track. The body layer can be a little longer, a little darker, and a little fuller than the snap layer. After Simpler, add EQ 8. Cut out any low rumble below about 100 to 150 Hz. If the snare sounds boxy, reduce some of the midrange around 250 to 500 Hz. If it feels dull, add a gentle boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz to bring the presence forward. Then add saturator for some grit. Keep it subtle. Try somewhere around 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. That gives the snare a bit of rude energy without wrecking the tone. In this style, a little saturation goes a long way. We want attitude, not overcooked distortion. A good beginner habit here is to group both layers into a drum rack. Put the snap on one pad and the body on another. Then group them so you can control them together. Map a few macro knobs if you can. One for snap level, one for body level, one for tone, one for saturation, and maybe one for reverb send. That way, you can shape the sound fast without rebuilding the whole chain every time. If the snap still feels too long, go back to Simpler and shape the envelope. Set the attack to zero. Keep decay short. Keep sustain at or near zero. Set release short so the hit doesn't smear into the next beat. A good starting point is attack at 0 milliseconds, decay around 80 to 180 milliseconds, sustain at zero, and release around 20 to 60 milliseconds. That's enough to keep the snare tight for fast drum patterns. For extra old school movement, add a tiny bit of break energy under the snare. This is optional, but it's very effective. Duplicate the snare pad. Load a very short slice of a break into it, and high pass it with a Q8 so only a little texture remains. Keep it low in the mix. You're not trying to hear a whole break loop. You're trying to feel a little dust and shuffle underneath the hit. That subtle texture can make the snare feel like it belongs to a real jungle groove instead of a sterile one-shot. Now let's put the snare into a roller pattern. In a classic DNB groove, the main snare usually lands on beat 2 and beat 4. Keep it simple at first. Then add a couple of ghost notes if the pattern needs more tension. Ghost notes should be quiet, usually with velocity somewhere around 20 to 60, while your main hits should be much stronger, around 100 to 127. These little low velocity notes help the groove breathe and give it that alive, human feel. This is where the lesson really locks into DNB style. The snare isn't just marking time. It's helping the bass and kick create forward motion. If the snare is too loud or too wide, the groove can get stiff. If it's too soft or too dull, the track loses shape. The sweet spot is a snare that feels firm rather than hard. It should have presence, but still leave room for the bass line. Now add space carefully. Old school jungle and ragga DNB often use small rooms, short plates or little echo tails, but not huge washes. The snare should stay punchy. If you use reverb, keep the decay modest, maybe around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Use a short pre-delay, around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb so it doesn't clutter the low mids. If you insert reverb directly, keep the wet amount low, maybe 5 to 15%. A little space is great. Too much space will soften the whole groove. If you want a dubwise twist, add a very light echo send, but use it sparingly. Short sync values, low feedback, and filtered repeats will give you that rad atmosphere without turning the drum line into a mess. A good trick is to automate the send amount only on the last snare of a phrase. That gives you motion and drama without losing the core rhythm. As you build the track, think in sections. In the intro, you might filter the snare or reduce the body layer so it's easier to mix into. In the drop, bring both layers in full. In a breakdown, pull the body down and leave only the snap or a thinner version. Then, before the next drop, open the filter or add a little reverb to the final hit. These small changes help the arrangement move without changing the drum pattern itself. Always check the snare with your bass and breaks playing at the same time. A snare that sounds amazing on its own can disappear in context, or it can get harsh when the mix gets busy. Keep the snare centered. Check mono compatibility. Make sure the low end of the snare isn't fighting the sub. If it disappears, raise the snap layer a little instead of blasting the whole drum bus. If it gets painful, soften the bright area a bit, usually somewhere in the upper mids or high mids, and use saturation to round it out instead of over-eking it. Here's an important coaching note. Work in mono first. Get the snare feeling strong and readable before you think about width. In this style, width should feel like a bonus, not the main attraction. The attack should stay honest. If the front of the hit is too rounded, the roller loses urgency. If it's too sharp, it can feel detached from the break. Aim for firm, clear, and slightly rough. If you want to take it further, try a parallel crunch layer. Duplicate the snare group, crush the copy with saturator or compression, and blend it in quietly. That can add density and attitude without killing the transient. You can also offset the body layer by a few milliseconds after the snap layer. Just a tiny delay can make the hit feel bigger and more three-dimensional, but be careful. Too much offset and the snare gets loose. Another good move is resampling. Once the snare sounds right, bounce it to audio and chop it again if needy. That's a classic D&B workflow. It can make the sound feel more unified and finished, and it makes it easier to build alternate versions for fills or breakdowns. So here's the big idea to remember. Timeless Jungle Roller snares are built from snap, body, and control. The snap gives speed, the body gives weight, the little bit of dirt, room, or break texture gives character, and the arrangement choices decide how much momentum the track carries. If you want a quick practice goal, spend 15 minutes making one snare blueprint. Pick a sample, split it into snap and body, shape the transient, add EQ and saturation, put it in a drum rack, program a 2-bar roller pattern with snare on 2 and 4, add 2 ghost notes, and test it with a sub bass and a simple break. Then make one choice only, darker, tighter, or more spacious. If your snare feels punchy, readable, and a little gritty without taking over the mix, you're there. That's the sound of timeless roller momentum.